Thanks, John. Appreciate. Yeah, it's nervous to stand up. So when John was talking about before we were saved, let's party like we were back in the 80s, I thought, oh my Lord, thank you. Luckily, not all of you knows those days of mine. And I was thinking, I had some great friends in the 80s, 90s. He was called Captain Morgan. But luckily, I met some great friends after I got saved. And I was thinking about the song that Johan sang just now, Amazing Grace. And I just thought, Lord, thank you, Amazing Grace, that I made new friends. And luckily, Captain Morgan and I are not friends anymore. So, just to give you, I was so nervous this morning. As we stopped here, I thought, oh my, wish I left my glasses at home. And that was one of the biggest nervous things for us. Will we be able to see here and without the glasses? And I ran to the car and I realized there is another pair of glasses there. And as I got to the car, I grabbed it and I cleaned it and I wanted to hang it here. And then I realized my actual pair is already hanging here. So yeah. So in true Josh Jen tradition, I am Jock Willem, so this is my wife Elna. So they always say introduce yourself. But Chart, I just want to say Chart last week, well done. Just amazing, amazing work. I always say if you got daughters in the house, it's the sort of guy you hope your daughter brings home one day. Hey? And he drives a Ford. He's got a Ford. All right. So there was just one problem. George said, so one of the procedures, you introduce your beautiful wife, and Charles said, guys, this is my beautiful wife, peace. And so after we met Charles' beautiful wife last week, the rest of us don't have any chance left. So this is my wife, Elna. All right. So when John asked us to share on this topic of our community groups, and I immediately thought, yes, and I jumped into the Word, and I tried to get verses out of the and word out of the Bible, and then I just realized, stop right there. Rather tell your own journey. Rather tell everybody the journey that we went through up until today. How did we get here? What happened? And tell them our story. So if I can give a theme for today, it's called Safe versus Obedient. So that was our whole journey from being safe all the way of being obedient. And before we jumped into that, I just want to ask Elna to explain to you guys the thinking and the whole word behind our safe versus obedient journey.
Thank you, Joke. Good morning, everybody. So Mike said it's going to be so tough and it's going to be very nerve-wracking, and it is. I'm very excited to be here, but I'm also nervous. And I said to Jacques, I'm just going to tell you that I am a Afrikaans girl, so bear with me. before I start with the safe and obedient part on our journey moving from the Free State down to Cape Town, I felt yesterday while preparing, the Lord just wanted me to say the following, and I really feel that it is for someone or for some of us. And it's not part of the community and a whatever thing, but the Lord wanted to say, God is the author and the finisher of your life. So I want you just to think about it for a moment. He is the author and the finisher of your life. He knows the beginning from the end. And I feel, I feel that he is in control. It doesn't matter what you're going through right now. It doesn't matter what huge decisions you have to make. It doesn't matter where you find yourself at. He knows the beginning from the end. And he also wanted me to say that God did not create us for failure. So there might be someone here that feels he keeps on failing or she keeps on failing and can't get something right or gaan om en om en om in dieselfde ding. But God doesn't. He did not create us for failure. He creates us according to His image. And His image is beautiful and full of success. To bloom and to go from one glory to another. So I just wanted to say that. And we might fail sometimes. So we're not a failure. But we might fail sometimes on our way to success. But if we trust God. So I want to challenge you. Just trust God. If we trust God, He will definitely even take our errors and He will work them out for our good. So, yeah, that was for someone or some of us this morning just to take with you. So like Jacques said, we have the theme as safe versus obedient, but it's all about when we had the chance of moving to Cape Town 9 years ago. We had to choose whether we're going to come or not. And God gave us the opportunity, but it was it was quite nerve-wracking because we were very comfortable in the Free State, our family, our friends, our children in grade schools, and we were happy. We never wanted to move, but we got the opportunity to go, and we had to make a huge decision. So we prayed about it, and in our waiting on God, whether we should come or not, He woke me up one morning, 4 o'clock, and I took my word, and I went, and I sit, and I wait upon God, and He gave me Romans 8, verse 28, and I'm just going to read it to you. We are assured and know that all things will work out together and are for good to and for those who love God and are called according to His design and purpose. So, like the word says, all things will work together for those who love Him. It's a very well-known scripture and we all know that. But the Lord gave me that and I couldn't wait for Jacques to wake up so that I can just tell him about the scripture. And in that, I'm reading out of Joyce Meyer's Amplified. There was a whole life point out of, what are you going to choose? Are you going to stay safe all the time where it's comfortable? Or are you going to move if God told you to move? Because it's lucky to stay there where we know everything is comfortable and safe. It's easy to stay there, but it's difficult sometimes just to step out into the unknown. And, we had to make that decision, and we just felt that scripture specifically, the Lord said it's going to be okay. Everything will work out together for those who love me. And only faith in God, even if it was just a little bit of faith. So if you are challenged with, I don't have enough faith to make this decision, just a mustard seed of faith is necessary for God to help us because it helped us to take that first step in the right direction or where God wants us. So what we've learned is that sometimes we may be wrong. And I think, you know, making a wrong decision can sometimes be quite frightening. But I think you'll agree with me, we all will make mistakes. It's a given. But how are we going to go from there going forward? And we just felt, you know, if we rather going to choose being safe and because we are afraid to make a mistake, then we're not going to step into what God has for us. We're not going to step into our purpose for what God is calling us for. So, yeah, sometimes, yeah, it's easy for us to, because people are afraid to move. People are afraid to make mistakes because I think sometimes we think, will God be angry for us if we make a mistake? Or what will the people say? Or what will my friends and my family say? Say, for instance, we moved and it's not working out. But that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. I think I want to challenge us all by saying, if we do not move, if we do not make mistakes, we're not going to grow. It's absolutely there when we need to trust God's character. Because even if we make a mistake, He's still going to love us. And it's important because that's where the faith is growing. That's where we trust God even more and more. So we realized that we would find peace only if we left our safety zones, and that's exactly what we did. This was not only the way to find out whether we were wrong or whether we were right in hearing God's voice, because we all want to hear God's voice, but sometimes you think, was it just me, myself, or was it God that talked to me? And we just felt we have to step out and find out whether we've made the right decisions or not. And I think it's an encouragement for us all. Let's not spend all our lives playing safe and stay in the safety zone where it's comfortable and cozy. I think God wants to challenge us all, whatever that comfort zone looks like for you. Step out, and that's where the grow is going. Because we don't want to miss out on the perfect plan that God has for each and every one of us. I'm ending. Let's trust His word and keep our hearts aligned and willing and ready to obey. So that actually for us, are we going to choose safe or obedient? And God wants to align our hearts to be ready and willing to obey when He is calling us.
Thanks, Elna. So I want to go back to, where did it all start for us? It was a huge decision for us, the safe versus obedient. So I just want to say, when I was in the industry that I'm in, we do a lot of sales presentations, and the guy that sort of was my mentor when I joined the industry, he always said to me, when you do a presentation, there's three things. You need to have a very good first slide. Your first slide needs to capture the audience in it. So it's very important to have a good first slide. And then the second thing is, he said, you need to have a huge bottle of water. Because no matter what, your mouth always runs dry. And I thought I brought it, but I'm almost half already on the bottle. I haven't even started. And then the third one is, he said, you always need to have a good joke. But I promise, though, when we were sort of practicing, Elna and I at home, my son walked in and he said, what are you doing? And we said, no, it's Sunday, it's us, and this is the... And he said, first thing he said, Dad, please, no dad jokes. And the second thing is, you're not allowed to laugh at your own jokes. So, no dad jokes today. I'll skip that point number three. We stayed for 18 years in Bloemfontein. We were blessed. We had a very comfortable, very exciting lives there, and it all went well. We were blessed with a beautiful family, and we were blessed to be involved with two people that was a huge mentor for us, Pieter and Annelie Koffie. He always said, he's Afrikaans Pieter, but English Koffie, because you spell his name exactly like the coffee, but he's actually a farmer there from the Free State. So we were blessed with them, that the way that they invested in our lives, the values of church, and even more the value of small groups. And like John said, it's life group, small group, whatever you want to call it, community. It's the same thing, but we'll get to that. I like the word community groups. It's the everybody. We were very blessed with these people in our lives to get involved. So my first slide, there we go. So the reason why I chose that first slide like that is because family is very important for me. People are very important for me. And yeah, even the old dog, old Jasper, the owner, he's part of the family. So out of this, I realized that when we moved down to Cape Town, everybody warned us and said to us, guys, be careful of Cape Town. It's very cliques. It's a cliquey area. You don't get into friendships and friend groups, and it's tough. And I said to my family, guys, okay, so here's the strategy. We need to go with the strategy. When we get there, we're not going to be part of this clique statistics. We're not going to be part of that. If you fall into that, it's your own fault. So we said, wherever you get the opportunity, at school or church. So that's usually, that's where we're going, school and church. That's where we're going to meet people. That's where how we're going to get involved. That's how we're going to get into this no-click thing in Cape Town. Here we go. We arrived in Melkbos Strand the 30th of December 2015. And the 31st, our whole track lorry had aangekom. And I will never forget the guy across the street. We were unpacking and somebody, I checked out and there's a guy standing in the street. And he just checks our house like this. And I thought, remember the rules, engage, go. And I was out, more, how's that? Introduced myself. And he says, no, you can go on. I said, is everything okay? He says, I just want to see how you're going to get all that furniture in that little house. So that was our journey then here. And we didn't get everything in. So on the 1st of January, I got an SMS. We were still sleeping because we were still unpacking till late that previous night. And my son, Jock, ran into the room and he said, Dad, you got a WhatsApp from a guy that invited us to a church. I said, don't worry. Today we're getting the day off. We worked hard last night till what time to unpack. So we can sleep late. We deserve this. And he said, no, Dad. Remember your rules. We need every opportunity we need to take and we need to. And I was like, oh, must lead by example. Practice what you preach. So now it's all 10 past 8 already, and I don't know what these people are wearing. So, and we still got clothes somewhere in suitcases, but we walked in here, and you know, you check these people out. And one of my important things for me was, I said, Lord, because community groups and church is such an important pillar for us and foundation for us, I said, with this move, to make it a success, we need good church. We need a foundational godly church. And I walked in here and everybody was chatting and I realized, I said, oh yeah, God, I forgot to ask for Afrikaans church. Because everybody is English, they surfers, it's tattoos net waar jy kyk. And if you with my background, I was many tattoos, alles, jy besop vir hulle. And was I wrong? Just for the note. We walked into the church here and we were blown out of our minds. We were blessed with amazing people. It felt like we some of them, they were like, hello. And I was like, do I know you? What happened? Are you staying in our street or did you see us or what happened? And just the way that they accepted us, the way that they engaged with us. So we got home, and I said to my wife, yes, lekker people, beautiful people, yeah. And I would never, it was Shaul preaching, and he was standing here, Kalfoot here in front, and he was like, I was like, really? Hierdie ou is hier ou wat preek, hy het nie skoene aan nie. And afterwards, the word that he brought was, I just thought, I need more of that guy. I need more of that guy. He was amazing. And toe gaan hy Namibia toe, toe is ek sommer kwaad vir die kerk. So when we got home, I said to Elna, no, there's a lot of churches in this area. Let's go to all of them. Let's go to all of them, and then we'll make a decision. And so 9 years later, we haven't got to church number two yet. We're still sitting with the English-speaking surfers with all their tattoos, and we still love you all. It's still amazing. So the question that I asked myself was why? What did this Josh Jen church? I phoned my brother, and he said, are you, you've got a church? And I said, yeah. He said, what's it called? I said, Josh Jen. He says, what? He says, why don't they call them a normal name like Church of Jesus or Lucky? Ons gaan kerk toe. And I said to him, yeah, well, it looks good and we're happy. And so, Josh Jane, here we go. But I always ask myself, why Josh Jane? What was different about this church that we never got to church number two? Because there's fantastic options and fantastic churches out there that you can join. So I realized that the one thing that was important for us, that friendship, that fellowship, that to belong, that whole thing of to belong, to be involved, to listen to my story. Because it was an emotional time for us when we moved down, and it's a lot of things happening, and it's an emotional thing for people to move like this. And just the way they introduced themselves to us and the way they involved us was amazing for us. And we just felt that sense of belonging, as if we knew them for 10 years already. So that was the one thing for us. And we were so blessed out of our socks once we joined the church, we said, community group. We need to get into a community group. And you will all remember Fred and Yolandi. So Fred said to me, so we became friends, and he said, no, join our community group. I said, no, lekker man, let's do this. And we blessed. JJ and Sonia at that stage was our first community leaders. Daniel and Maritza here, they're still sitting today. And then Martin and Susari. So we were blessed with amazing people. And I want to honor those people. And I want to honor everybody in our 9-year journey to say thank you. From day one when we walked in as Hakvrystaat, hier is ons nou, dis ons hierdie. The way they involved us, the way they just made us feel like you're part of family. Doesn't matter if you were a comm leader or just there. Some amazing stories, testimonies, times when it went pear-shaped for us, and I could have sat down with somebody and just say, Daniel, this is happening, or this one, that's happening. And I want to thank each and everyone in those community groups that we were involved with. Up until today, our own community. Man, are we blessed with a community. And you won't believe what that meant for us. To be sort of the newbies here, new in town, and suddenly we feel like this is a galaka, man. We are part of a family that we never had before. So we can go to that next slide, please. The next one. Yeah, there we go. So the one thing that I just want to highlight for us was the very first time that, so it all went lack and it went well and it was good. And we're starting to get our feet in. And so my son, we are blessed with two amazing boys. Hulle lyk gelukkig soos die ma. So my youngest were born at 30 weeks. So already to be born at 30 weeks, that's a miracle in itself. There's always a special bond that from my side that will remember that. So the two of us, I was working on the way to Swellendam, and ek moet nie na daai prentjies kyk nie, want dit is vir my gaan my laat hartseer word. So yeah, so I was working Swellendam and that area, and I said to him, it was a holiday for him. I said, jump in the car with me and do the trip with me. Of course, like a geselskap wat jy nou het hier by pad. And we were in a serious car accident, and just to get out of that, and that's a story for a different day, but just to get out of that alive. Of course, later that evening when we got to the scrapyard and we got there, and the guy said, I said, can we please see the car? He said, who are you? Because he heard that the people that was involved in the accident passed away. I said, no, it's us. And he couldn't believe that. But what I want to say is, then I realized the value of community, of a community group. Daniel jumped in his car, and he said, I should have taken this lad out. So we were there. So we knew the community, everybody in the community, and it was. But who do I phone? My only family that I've, one of my family passed away, so the only family I've got left is my brother in Petersburg. So I thought, who do I phone from Spellendam to say, hey, something needs to happen. And I phoned Daniel. He jumped in the car and he fetched us there and he sorted us out. And so I realized on the way back, an emotional time for us. And then I realized the value. I want to say thank you today, Daniel. Till the day I die, I will remember that day where you came all the way from Melkbos to Swellendam. You picked us up. And Ritzy organized food for us. And yes, and George Jenner's kind of like a course mark. So, and Eddie Pink sub took us the acne, but it's the only ones they got left there. So. Well, Kirsty, I was digging in there and I thought, even if it's a itchy beast, and Kirsty, yeah, here's someone. I thought, ach, near pink, oh my goodness. So I'll buy some new ones, a white ones. So, Daniel, for you and Ritz, I really want to say thank you. I want to honor you guys for what you did for us. And on that, in that period of time of us when we were down and out for the count. And so the journey after that, Lombardo at that stage was chosen for the Western Province cross-country team. And it was something like a month before the main event. And so the doctor in Swellendam, they took x-rays and all of that, and they said, there's no way, see, he won't be able to run ever again. So we said, no, okay, it is what it is. We'll work it. So other people in the community, Brett and Maria van Koller. So Maria said to Elna, I'll drive with you to the doctor. Because in that time, my arm was broken, so I couldn't drive. And So Maria said, from the people from the community, from our community group, said to Elna, she'll drive them to the doctor. Got to the doctor. And typically, Josh Jenner and the community, they prayed all the way. They prayed and they said, we're not going to stand for this. We're not going to take this. Got to the doctor and the doctor just said, okay, x-rays checked. And he checked the x-rays and Elna said she saw him running up and down. And another guy came and they were all standing in front of this x-ray place. And we thought, she thought, okay, the worst, yeah, here it comes. It's even worse than we thought. So the doctor called her and said, here's the x-rays. We checked it. So, yes, there is a fracture. We see this is serious. But we've taken two sets of new x-rays again. There's nothing. There's nothing. So he said to Lombard, he had straps and get off the crutches. And he said to him, walk down the passage. And he started walking down the passage. The doctor said, run back and came back to me. And he ran up and down. And he said, get some rest and go home. So they came back and I said, no, we need to get a new doctor. It can't be. But then I realized the power and the support of a community group. If it wasn't for my community group at that stage, So, guys, thanks for that. Really appreciate all of that. Yes, we can go to the next slide when we're still forby. And there he's still sitting today. Lekker, man. So, for us as a couple, what is important building blocks for us? Building blocks that we were taught, and the very important thing for us, this is not a tick box exercise to say we build on this, our community, tick, 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 tick. It's a lifestyle. It's a hard thing that we need to do. It's something that you need to make a constant decision to say, this is the way I want to do it. So those are, for us, building blocks that we build on. Engage. Guys, there will always be opportunities to engage. Always. Always. And again, do you want to play it safe or do you want to be obedient? A lot of time we sit with people and we at work, friends and all of that, and I will think, yeah, should I start talking a little bit in the word with these people? And I think, no, what will they think? It's a 50-50. It's a yes or a no. Take the chance. It's a 50-50. You might lose some friends, but there's a lot of new friends out there. And I've quickly picked up with Josh Jen, if you want to engage, there's a few sentences that you hoy for them. And tell me about yourself. Who don't like to talk about themselves? Tell me about your family. Or you quickly check and you see, oh, he's supporting Western Province. Oh, I see you like rappy, you know. There's a few things that I've quickly learned. Thanks, Dylan. So, guys, engage. That's so important. Engage with people. Establish intentional relationships. Guys, this is not a tick box exercise where you need to go and say, let's pray. And everybody sends on the WhatsApp those little hands and, Lackerman, we're praying. No, no. Establish intentional relationships, long-term relationships, not hit and run. Really invest. It's not about me. It's not about Jacques Willemse. It's about establishing relationships with people. Intentional relationships. When that guy phones you 2 o'clock in the morning to come and fetch you in Swellendam, that's the sort of relationships, that's the sort of intentional relationships you want to build. To equip and empower, there's nothing as good for me to see people stepping into their purpose, stepping into their gifting. It's easy to come to a community group and sit there and, yes, yeah, is there something we can pray for? No, how's it going? Lekker. It's easy. You can play it, and typically, Josh Jane, there will be some cookies or food or something to eat or drink. And they got good coffee machines, believe me. So it's important in your community group. And it's not the work of the community leader. He's just there to facilitate. Step and equip yourself. Empower yourself with your gifting. That's very important. Can we do that verse, Ephesians 4:12? And I must just say, there's one thing I've realized with preparing for this. There's so many different versions of the Bible. And I've got the 1933 Boere Bible, Afrikaans Boere Bible. So then I realized the New English and the NIV and the NLT and the, I don't know what is this. You put up English, choose one of 13. And I said, easy reading one. I'll choose that one. So if some of the verses are not right, sorry. The responsibility to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. To equip them, to equip them, to equip them, to equip them. Okay. To belong. If we go back to those previous slides, Murphy, please. To belong, the last one is to belong. We all want to feel... to feel belong. We all want to be part of a family. We were joking at some time when you walk into church and somebody asks you, are you new? No, it's my 10th time that I'm here. Okay, so guys, go to the people and say, this is who you are. This is who we are. Go and meet them. Invite them to your community group. Because I want to feel belong. And that's what happened with us. We were just people coming from the Free State, and here we are. But we felt like we belong with these people. We felt like I belong with all of these surfers with their tattoos speaking English. It was lekker for me to go with them. I don't have a clue. When they go to the surf, and they just check. They check the waves. And I think, are you here to surf or check the waves? But then I realized that there's a reason why they just check for 20 minutes, then they check at the waves. Yeah. So. So more specific, we can go to the next one. Thanks. So community groups, who must join? So it's important when you join, you made the decision, you're joining the church, and now like a year you are. So who must join a community group? So it's always the thing that I say, it's a decision you need to make. Are you playing it safe? Or observation versus participation. So are you just coming to church to sit here and say, or to a community group and say, the band is, and who's preaching, and what's happening, or are you participating? And even in the community groups, guys, it's easy to be a floater. It's easy. It's easy to be a floater. But I want to say this. If you don't join, you're missing out. But you know what? The church is also missing out. Because if somebody joins and they got a gifting of whatever, the body of Christ, the body of the church needs everything to function. And you might be that part of the body of this church that we need for you to come in and do that part of the job and contribute to that part. So you're not the only one that's missing out. The church are also missing out on something that you might have to contribute. And please don't sit there and think, I've got nothing to contribute. You've got a lot to give. You've got a lot to contribute, guys. So if you look quickly at the purpose, what's the purpose of, and guys, this is for us. I'm so glad Mike Davies is not here, because if you knew who biblical and theological who recht it is. But this is just Elnon, my story. So community is not a church. Community is definitely not a church. Community is not a Wednesday thing. But you can't split the two. It's like a railway track, a train. I've never seen a train. Well, in South Africa, anything is possible. But I've never seen a train where the railway tracks are doing this. The railway tracks will always be parallel with one another. And that's how I see a church versus a community group. They will always run together. They will always be inseparable. But you need to have both. You can't just run on one of the tracks. You need to have both. So in a community group, it's always very important to keep the main thing the main thing. We can have beautiful braais. We can have fantastic vetkoek and pap en wors evenings and games evenings and all of that. But be careful of becoming a social club. It's important that you keep the main thing. And that is to honor Jesus. That is to honor God. We can get so easily involved in a lot of other things because we're fellowshipping. Yeah, man, we're fellowshipping. But are we really keeping the main thing? And if somebody puts you on the spot, you're like, no, you're producing with money. David, it's not me. So it's very important that we stick to that, the main thing. So can we get Acts 2:42? Just, and then we can come back to that one. There we go. They joined with the other believers and devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings, fellowship, sharing in the Lord's Supper, and in prayer. A deep sense of awe came over them all, and the apostles performed many miracles, signs, and wonders, and all of the believers met together constantly and shared everything they had. They sold their possessions and shared the proceeds with those in need. They worshipped together at the temple each day met in homes for the Lord's Supper and shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day the Lord added to their group those who were being saved. They kept the main thing the main thing. They kept the main thing. Ek glo hulle het seker ook lekker saam geëet en pap en wors aandag gehou, Reggie. Lekker pap en wors en vetkoek daar gehad. But the real thing is they honored God. They did the main thing. Fellowship. Can we get 1 John 1:7? But if we are living in the light of God's presence, just as Christ is, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from every sin. Fellowship. I don't think I have to tell Josh Jenner anything about fellowship. They love it, and they're good at it. So build on that. Accountability. Ephesians 4:15. Accountability. Instead, we will hold to the truth in love, becoming more and more in every way like Christ, who is the head of the body, the church. So guys, accountability is a huge thing. Because if you float on your own, I like it. And for me, I've got people that I will talk to and accountable people. But my first accountable partner is my wife. She will quickly tell me if something is not me or from me or not up to scratch. And that's good. I trust her. And I always say, if she can't tell me that, who else? If I get cross with her, who else can? What happens if somebody else tells me? Then I'm going to be even more like, hey, Buddha, you know? So take it. And I always say, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So keep that accountability channels in your community group open. And if somebody tells you A, B, or C, take it. Take it. And very important to have all the facts always. To say, don't just give an opinion. Make sure you have all the facts. And sit down with that person and keep that accountability. It's a godly, biblical thing. And growth, 1 Corinthians 3:7. The ones who do the planting or watering aren't important, but God is important because He is the one who makes the seed grow. Again, you can do whatever you like. You can have the best community group in this church. You can pop and wors, let it be hulle ore uitloop. But if God is not there, if He's not the one that's watering this garden, if He's not the one that's planting, if He's not the one that's in charge, you're going to become a social club. Easy as that. And it's going to be lacquer. But He's the one that's supposed to be in charge. And then the last one, a serving heart. And remember, this is foundations that we like to build and we feel is part of our life to build a community and a church. A serving heart, Ephesians 6:7. Work with enthusiasm as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. It's not about me. It's not about me. If there's something I would like to teach my boys is a serving heart. Because I think it's important to have a serving heart towards people and life. When Steve and Tracy that started the pancake team, when Steve started it and then he left, I helped him from time to time, and it was lekker. It's something I grew up with. We made a lot of pancakes on the farm, but when he left, I thought, it is what it is. And then just one day, we said, let's do this again. Let's start this whole thing again. Because the money is going towards something good. Clive was also involved with the very first when Steve and Tracy were still here. And Steve was a character. In the mornings, he got here and we will start the pancakes and nothing will work. And Tracy will say, did you put in the salt? And he was like, oh, salt. Forgot the salt. So then the pancakes was a mess. But and I want to thank everybody up until today. Today we're sitting with four full teams doing Sunday pancakes. And I want to really honor and thank everybody involved in the pancake teams. I want to thank your time because it's a service. It's a duty that you're doing. And the one day they had that guy up that said, I want to make the best coffee. You remember that video clip? He said, I want to make the best coffee for everybody. I thought, we'll show you. We're going to make better pancakes. So thank you, guys. Everybody that's involved with the pancake team, I really appreciate you. It's fantastic. Two, three weeks ago, there was a lot of the guys at our house. We watched the rugby. And after the game, as guys can, there was my baie glass and borkies and goed standing around. And the next moment, some of the guys just jumped in and started cleaning. And I was like, no, guys, whoa. And they were like just gunning it. And the next moment, everything was like sorted. So guys, I want to thank you. I think that's excellent. We can do another one at my house, please. But, and I must confess now, when Elna got home, I said, my dear, papi, it's going to mark. So it wasn't me. To all the guys, you made me look good. Thank you, guys. So thanks. But the main thing is, you were taught a serving art. And I believe it's from your foundations that was laid in your community with the people that you work around with. So thanks for that. A very important pillar for us in our community, for us in our community group, is prayer. So we believe that's it's an important foundational block for us. And I want to ask Elna to share on that.
Okay. So, I get to share on the topics and the favorite things I love, prayer. I can pray for hours and hours, and I've even prayed my husband to sleep the other night, and it didn't go off well. My boys would always say, Mom, thank you for praying so beautifully, but please keep it short. It's very difficult for me. So prayer to me is actually just talking to Jesus. There's that one song, what's the band? Elevation, Worship or something. I don't know. You guys, Mike, you would know that. The song is talking to Jesus, and that's exactly what it is. It's so beautiful. The song is about this young guy, and then he'll hear his grandma praying out loud every evening, and he'll think, oh, she's just mumbling. And then she's talking to Jesus. And then his mother dragged him to church, khaki pants and polo shirts, and he put up a fight because he didn't want to go. And she said, but you'll thank me one day later. And he started talking to Jesus. And then a few years later, they got children, and his eldest came into the room, and then he said, oh, sorry, Dad, I see you busy. But he was just busy worshiping God. He was just busy talking to Jesus. And he said, no, you couldn't have picked a better time. Please come in and join me. And he started talking to Jesus. And I think just to keep it short and simple, prayer is such a big pillar and such an importance for us as believers in our journey and our growth in Jesus Christ. And so for me, if you pray, you bless yourself, you bless the people you are praying for, you bless your family, your friends, your children, and what a beautiful opportunity it is to pray for people. I think it's the best gift that you can ever give someone. So as jylle wil hê, ek moet vir jylle bid enige tyd. And then I just wanted to share, prayer for our community. I think for me and Jacques, it's absolutely vital because we need Jesus. We need Jesus to be able to run a community. We need to pray because it's the only way how we are able to guide the community, to steer us in the right direction. We need God, and we need a deep relationship with Christ, and prayer is one of the biggest and the most important. I think it's the lifeline for running a good community. Wat wil ek nog sê? Yeah, through prayer, we get to know God better. I think, you know, if you spend time with people you want to get to know better, you chat. So that's basically it. We'll chat and get to know each other better, and that's how we get to know God better, to know His character more and to have a deeper relationship. And it's just talking to Jesus. And I think I want to land with this scripture, James 4, verse 8, and it says, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." We trust that as believers, and also as our churches, community groups, connect deeper with Jesus through prayer, we will find more peace, we will find His guidance, we will get strength from Him, and in order for us to stay hopeful and to feel connected. So, yeah, that's from my side. Oh, yeah, Jacques asked me to share. So what we actually wanted to do is we want to ask someone in our community just to give a short testimony, just like a 1 minute or a short 2 minute testimony. And we felt that the Lord wants Jeanette to share. But she said, if it's so scary for me standing here, she wouldn't be able to hold this mic. And she wrote us a letter. And I think it's so beautifully. I want to read it to you. "Today I want to share a little bit of my journey with you. I retired a few years ago at 70 years old. I felt lost, I felt alone, and I felt all rejected. I withdrew from everything, and I lived like a hermit. Jacques and Elna invited me several times for more than a year to come to their community and to join church. And in the end, I agreed to come once. After the first time, I realized that the people are very accommodating. I was much older than everybody, but it seems not to matter to them at all. I get to know everyone after a few visits, and I was completely hooked. Today, I feel loved, and I feel a sense of belonging, having a spiritual family, which I never, ever had before. I feel good enough, and I don't need to pretend to be somebody else. If there is somebody out here that feels like I did, I would like to encourage them to find a community where they will fit in. It is a life-changing experience. It's life-changing to know that you get a new family in Jesus. To my community, thank you for accepting me. Love you all, Jeanette." It's beautiful, Jeanette. We, as a community, also want to honor you. Jeanette is a very special person. And she was literally hiding in a little place there behind us. But die eerste dag wat ek met haar diep gepraat het, het haar gesê, jy het so baie om vir mense te bied. Jy het nog so baie, jy is ver van aftree, volgens God se woord. You've got so much to share. Go and live a little. En nou is sy my tweede ma, en my kinders se tweede ouma. Ons lief jou baie.
Thanks so much. And like they say in true Joss Gin, let's land this. I'm not going to go another 30, I promise. So just to get... Hello, hello. Still nothing yet. There we go. So guys, we were blessed with an amazing journey since we've moved to Melkbos. We made amazing friends. We made a lot of friends. But the real friends, the godly friends, the people that value my life, we've met in the church, and we became excellent friends when we were in our community groups. That's the guy that we can go to and say, A, B, or C, this is going on. I got an accountable person I can talk to. When we took over from Martin and Susari, we were like pumped. We were ready for this. Yes, so we're going to do this. And things happened, and two of our couples they moved to Paul, and suddenly it was on a Wednesday night, if Laurent and Anelda didn't pitch, it was me and Eldon Reggie. So, but we made a constant decision to say, we will have community. I don't care if it's just Eldon and me. I will eat all those cookies, I'll drink all the coffee, but we will have community, absolutely. No questions asked. Why? Because I need that. Because that's a place where I can talk to my wife, and it was sort of, you know, it's community. So I needed that. And I just want to say, somebody like Reg, to listen to, you know, really it was nice. It was just Reggie pitching up, and then I went to fetch him as well. So, but to listen to his story, thinking back now, I think it was exactly the way God wanted it that evening. To listen to his amazing story and the input that he had in our lives. It's amazing. Thanks, Reg. Really appreciate it. It's a lot of excuses on a Wednesday why you shouldn't join a community. It's a lot of excuses. And there's 10 teen geldige verskonings. But say, ja, nee, don't worry. You don't have to go. But guys, there's still Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's not just Wednesday. It's not a Wednesday thing. You need to get in somewhere to hook up with somebody somewhere along the week. So don't use Wednesdays as the excuse to say, I can't do this. It's important for you and for the church to step into your God-given purpose. It's important for you and the church to contribute in your community. Because if you don't contribute, the church is going to lose out. We need everybody as part of the body of Christ. Have we made a lot of mistakes? Absolutely. If I think back of some of the opportunities that we had, some of the things that was said, that was done, and I think back and I think, yes, Jock, you're awful. Why did you say this, or why did you do that, or you shouldn't have, you could have done it better. So it's a learning process for us as well. Will I do it again? Absolutely. Absolutely. We love people. We love people. We love to see people stepping into their purpose. I'm not the comm leader. I'm like to be the facilitator of this group. And we are blessed in our community with people that's amazing giftings. And it's lucky for me to phone one of them on a Sunday night or a Monday and say, how's it? Do you want to take Wednesday evening? I think you, and if he says no, it is what it is. I'll ask him again. So I really want to thank our community. I want to thank Dylan as our elder in our group. I want to thank John for everything that he's done for us as well. And I want to honor our specifically our community, our group that we got. We, from the three or four that were sitting there, we are blessed now. We were almost, with the kids, we're almost about 40 in our community group. Amazing people, amazing giftings, amazing kids. Yes, ons geniet die kinders op. So we are blessed, and I want to honor God, and I want to say thank you, Lord, for everything that's been done into our community. When I'm traveling, it's so lucky to phone Johan and say, Johan, kus nie daar nie, please take over. And then I get back and everybody will say, yes, so what? And I think, yes, really, Johan. Now, every time I get back, everybody says, yes, and please, you'll have to take me for a coffee and tell me that story. So guys, thanks. I really appreciate that. And I want to honor you guys to say thank you. And I want to thank Josh Jen for putting up with the Willemses for 9 years and supporting and helping us and guiding us. It's an honor for us and it's a blessing for us. We enjoy the life groups, community groups. So thank you for that. John, thank you so much. I'm out of English now. My English is now up. Thank you, guys.
Lekker man.
All right. I'm looking at my watch now and I'm saying, it's a little long, but you know what, I think Dark and Elna have reminded us. Sometimes there's life on something. I remember one guy, one of the guys in Josh Chen, he preached for an hour and 20 minutes in one of the local congregations. And initially there was like this, but then when you hear of the fruit of it, it's just like, hey, you could have gone on, you know. And I really want to thank you guys. I feel stirred even more. And if it's stirring in your heart to open your home, please come speak to us. There is no greater privilege than having people come open your fridge, help themselves. I always say, you know, you're a good come leader when you know who in your group, how many sugars or sweeteners or what they don't take. It's a good test. There's so many stories, hey. It's so encouraging. All right. But yeah, man, thanks to you guys. We really look up to you and we learn from you guys, and you've just been such a blessing. Let's close our eyes. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this reminder of the power of communities and small groups. We know that in the early church, you built your church, and you still are, through these two beautiful pillars, the pillar of Sundays and Wednesdays and everything that happens in between. And we thank you for that. As we end off, I would never close a meeting while we're keeping our eyes closed without giving an opportunity to anyone here, whether you've maybe known God before, or maybe you don't. Maybe you've drifted in your heart. And the beautiful thing is, this is a safe place. I remember 1991, January the 13th, I was in a meeting like this, and I knew I had to make a commitment and ask Jesus to come into my heart. And that's where my journey began. Maybe that's you this morning. Maybe you're saying, John, I need to make that commitment. Or maybe you've drifted in your heart. Maybe you're even one of our leaders and you're saying, hey man, something's shifted in my heart and would you pray for me? If that's you, I want you just to put your hand up and let's just see who we're going to pray for. And we're going to pray for you as family, as friends, because that's what we do. We care. We love. We want to walk with you. Is there anyone like that here this morning? If you would lift your hand and look at me, and then we're going to pray for you. We do not want to close the meeting without giving that opportunity. I'll just give a few more seconds.